Hello and welcome to Radio Pete's Wealth Talk. My name is Pete Williams, the host of the program on which we talk about all things wealth, from how to acquire, how to invest, how to save and retire, and how to ultimately pass on wealth in accordance, hopefully, with a well-thought-out estate plan. Today is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and of course what that means is that we're on the eve of another federal announcement, FOMC announcement, as to what they're going to do with short-term interest rates, the interbank borrowing rates, and there's a lot of speculation. There has been a lot of speculation over the past couple of months as to what they're going to do, and it would appear that they are going to drop 0.25%. But as I mentioned in my little blog, it's probably this time more than ever more important to take a listen to the talk after the rate decision and to see where the FOMC might be heading. So if there's some language there that says, hey, look, you know, sit tight for a while. And of course, they won't say that exactly. But if they have language that suggests they're going to sit tight for a while, after all, there's been a push by some to lower rates as much as possible. And why not zero? That would make everything wonderful. However, there's a problem with lowering rates too much too fast. And that is something called inflation. But of course, the ultra-wealthy love low rates and they love inflation. So there's pressure on from the ultra-wealthy. Since they own capital assets, they would love to have their assets go up in value. They would love to raise rents. They would love to refinance their properties at low interest rates. So there's that pressure on the Fed. And that's why we have an independent Fed. So last time on October 30th, rates were lowered 0.25%. So we're now sitting on a target rate of 3.75 to 4.0. And the expectation is that we will go lower, but only slightly. The Fed does not make massive moves in interest rates. And it shouldn't. So that's the expectation. There's a couple of charts that are very interesting coming into this. One is a listing of 30-year mortgages. You know, there's hope that when the Fed lowers short-term rates, that they will bleed up into long-term rates, and you'll get some mortgage relief. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but to be fair, it hasn't really been that long. The last meeting was on October 30th, when rates were lowered 0.25%. October 23rd, according to Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage was at 6.19. As of December 4th, just last week, rates were 6.19. So certainly that drop on October 30th has not bled into mortgage rates, but that may take some time. And if you read my article on how long-term rates are determined, you'll get an idea of what I think is going on here. And that is that there's a fear of inflation. So when banks price their mortgages, you know, they want their money back, they want a profit, and they want their money back in dollars that can buy as much or more than what it bought 30 years earlier. So you have to price in inflation when you do that. Lowering interest rates has been known to spur on inflation. Along with that is that there's been some mixed messages. There's been some good jobs numbers out there. So we're going to watch this. We're going to watch the Fed tomorrow. We're going to see what they do. I expect they'll lower 0.25%. Certainly not more than that. And I expect to have Chairman Powell, as he did last time, make some cautionary notes that don't expect this to make any sort of trend, because we've got inflation to worry about, the so-called sticky inflation up there around 3%. Fed likes to see it right down about 2%. So we shall see. One other thing that I want to note, and if you look at my graphs on my site, radiopete.com, you will see what bonds have done. I've got a graph of something called TLT. If you're not familiar with that, that is an ETF that purchases right around 20-year treasuries. And so that's considered long-term. And one would think that if the Fed is lowering interest rates, that bonds would go up, interest rates down, but that has not happened. In fact, since late October, bonds have sort of tanked. More recently, on December 1st, there was a gap down in treasuries. That was a Monday. And so over the weekend, somebody clearly wants to be out of U.S. treasuries for whatever reason. And that could be an anomaly, but rates continue to go up. Bonds continue to go down. So take a look at that. A quick message. I probably will follow this up. I will probably follow this up tomorrow with a wrap-up of what the Fed talks about at their announcement. Fed comes out at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. This is one of the times where there's a lot riding on this. A lot of pressure on the Fed. So stay tuned, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow.